City, connected with the world. Here's Tom Sullivan.
Well, here we are. Welcome to the Big Radio Show. Happy Friday, Friday the 13th of July 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. Oh, one more thing about that reporter from MSNBC. And I think maybe it's because growing up in Seattle, you know, it's a very rainy climate, just like London. Very similar weather, kind of misty, wet a lot. And he went on talking about the fact that, well, yeah, there's about 10,000 people here, and they're here for all kinds of different causes. They're not all here to be anti-Trump. And he went on to say, and we ran out of time, went on to say, it's a lovely sunny day here, and a lot of people are just out enjoying the sunshine. And I get that, because if you're in London and it's a beautiful sunny day, you do not waste it by sitting inside. You don't go to a movie. You get out there and enjoy that sunshine when you can. So, it really was. It was very calm. People were walking around. Some had signs about racism. Some had signs about other things, other causes. Some had signs about Trump's not welcome. But it was basically just a lovely gathering of people, 10,000 people out on Regent Street in London. Thought it was funny when he mentioned the sunshine thing. I went, oh, yeah, I get that. I know people that, yeah, man, you don't waste time sitting inside. And if you have a chance to go to an event, and I think a lot of protesting has always been that way, especially for students. Oh, let's go. Are you dyed-in-the-wool protester? No, you're just, because everybody else is going, it's kind of fun to go to. But you got to be careful, because the police can do crowd control, and if things don't work right, you might get hurt. My admonition. Friday afternoon, let's try this out. Let's get off all the serious political banter going on around the world. Air Force One. So, story is being picked up by a number of people. So I presume it's legit. I presume it's not fake news. But this is coming from The Sun, which is the tabloid newspaper from London, that apparently the president wants on this new Air Force One that remember when he first got into office, he had Dennis Muilenburg, from the CEO of Boeing, come over and sit down and talk about the fact they want to replace Air Force One. They're getting kind of old. To replace, there's two of them, by the way, to replace them with a new 747. And so the president negotiating this thing, because it was about a $4 billion program. I don't know what he negotiated it down to, but he said he negotiated the price way, way down. That was way too much to pay. But the whole thing is he wants a bigger bed in the cabin where there is a bed. And more importantly, he wants a more American look for the airplane. And he calls now, you know, the eggshell white and blue. That was actually designed by Jackie Kennedy. If you go back to Air Force One, it was a red and kind of a cream-colored Boeing 707, maybe? I don't remember what the exact model was, but I think it was a Boeing 707. But it had a red tip on the nose. It had some red paint here and there, and kind of a, I don't know, cream color the rest of it. It was very unappealing. So Jackie Kennedy, being the fashionista of 1961, said, hey, why don't we change the color scheme and we'll have this swoosh of blue and a big, bold United States of America on the plane, on the side of the plane. And put a big old symbol of the seal of the President of the United States on it as well. So ever since, that was with the Boeing 707s that were originally used. for President Kennedy, and then every president since then has had that blue and white with United States of America and the presidential seal. So the president is saying, let's change that. He wants a new color scheme. Not new color scheme. He calls it, like I said, Jackie Kennedy color. And the white and blue was JFK's favorite color as well. But he expressed a preference for something more American. And what he is expressing is his preference for something that is a red, white, and blue design. And apparently, according to Axios, this could cause friction with Air Force officers who like the current paint job, which is known around the world. And it's true, if you've ever been where Air Force One is located, when the president's coming in from a trip, or you're on a trip, he comes to your hometown, you go to the airport, crowds always go to the airport, and there it is. It is instantly recognizable. It's marked by a large American flag. It has the presidential seal. It has in big, bold letters, United States of America. But he wants red, white, and blue. Former White House stenographer Beck Dory Stein believes it's the inside of the plane that's the most problematic for him. I don't know. She says, I don't know how he gets lost, but he does. She writes in a new memoir about one particular flight to Mar-a-Lago. Air Force One is a beautiful bird, but it's no different from any other commercial 747. Is that there's one narrow hallway that takes you from the front to the back. So this woman's writing a new thing. So my question for you is get your design cap on. Look, I can't draw a stick man, okay? So for those of you that are artistic, what do you think? You think it's time to update the instantly recognizable symbol of America, Air Force One? And if so, what would you do? What would be the color scheme? Because he wants red, white, and blue. So do you do like, there's a lot of products out there, and I'm not sure I like these. And I know I may be offending some of you, because I know some of you probably have these kinds of clothing, but I don't like American flag clothing. I think the flag should be the flag and not be on somebody's rear end. But I know they sell a lot of them. I've seen a lot of very patriotic people show up with flags on their, you know, not pins, but I'm talking about the pants, the shirt. You see a lot of around the 4th of July. You see a lot of that sort of thing. But I'm thinking, do you really want to make the plane look like the flag? You want red, white, and blue? I kind of like, maybe I'm just an old fuddy-duddy, but I kind of like it the way it is. What do you make of the president wanting to change the color scheme? I know. So Jackie Kennedy, what are we talking about, 40, 50, almost 60 years ago, we had our new design from Jackie Kennedy of the blue and white, with the symbol of the president, the seal of the president, and the flag. A little small flag on the tail. Would you change it? Phone number is 855-295-6600. Or do you want to leave it like it is? If you had a vote in this thing, 855-295-6600. I don't know. I know Japan, after World War II, they changed the rising sun, but they still, you go to Japan Airlines, you can spot their planes from far away because they always have the sun. Just one big round ball of the sun. They took off the stripes around it after World War II, but they still have the same symbol no matter where you go. And Japan Airlines, you can spot them from miles away. Would you want to change Air Force One? Phone number is 855-295-6600. Casey, thanks for waiting. Welcome. Hi, you're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Thanks for taking this call, and I knew that you would not let this story escape underneath the radar because you're an airplane guy.
I'm an airplane weenie. Yes, I am. And this is important to me. So probably not to anybody else, but I think, wait a minute, why don't we leave it just like it is? I like it.
I'm with you. I will go along with the old fuddy-duddies, and it needs to stay exactly the way it is because it has obtained the prestige around the world that cannot be replaced by a new design. And no matter how well you think that you're an artist, there is no way to put red, white, and blue on an airplane and actually make it look as presidential and as powerful as what we currently have.
Yeah. I don't know what he's thinking. Maybe like a fluttering flag or something like that. I just, there was one schematic I saw where the front nose of the plane was very cleverly the head of the American Eagle, the white face of the American Eagle on the front of the plane. And I go, I don't want a big old, the Eagle's great, but I don't want a bird on there.
Well, he did a good job on his own airplane, but this isn't his airplane. This is the country's airplane.
Well, think about, here's the thing. And this goes back to Steve Jobs and his design and calligraphy classes and stuff. It's all about simplicity. What did Trump's plane say on it?
It just said Trump.
and it had a T on the tail. That was it. It just said Trump. So I like the idea of just the United States of America.
And as you pointed out, I mean, the Japanese meatball they've been using forever.
Yep.
And then the Australians have a kangaroo on the center of their roundel.
Been around forever. Been
and
around
so
forever.
We automatically know, the Swiss cross.
Yep. All right. Casey, I got to hit the break, but thank you. I'm glad you're with me on this. 855-295-6600.
Opinions that matter. Radio that makes you think. Tom Sullivan.
So we got a caller who wanted to correct. Jackie did not design the paint scheme for Air Force One. She, however, selected the designer. And the guy that she selected was a guy by the name of Raymond Loewy, who you go, well, Air Force One is beautiful, just beautiful. But he was involved in a number of other things as well. He was the design consultant for the Studebaker. The Studebaker. And actually, if you look at the Studebaker, it was very much ahead of its time, but it was a lousy car, and so it failed. But he was in the in-house design department at Ford and General Motors and Chrysler. He had been working for the government during World War II. So, a big designer guy, but he came up with the Studebaker designs. he did a lot. Electrolux, railroads, Harley-Davidson, Greyhound lines with the dog. Yeah, he's pretty interesting. Air Force One, he's the guy with the blue and white and chrome livery. 855-295-6600. Steve-O in Lynchburg, Virginia. Hello, Steve-O.
Hey, Tom. Great to talk to you, man. You made my day.
Thank you. What do you think? What do you want to do with Air Force One?
Well, what I'm trying to do is take you out the box, Tom. We're all focused on Air Force One, and I agree. It's a beautiful plane. It's majestic. It's a little understated, which is nice, but I think we can accessorize it with some of our Air Force jets, a few FY-22s, And let's dress those things up and make our fighters, you know, red, white, and blue. And
yeah,
then we can put the attitude on the rudder. And that way, if we're coming in a little mad, we'll have the skull and crossbones. If we're coming in happy, we'll have, you know, like little doves. And that, what do you think about that?
Yeah, but aren't military planes supposed to be so that if you're above them looking down, they look like camouflage? You can't see them. And if you're on the ground, they have a blue belly, which looks like the sky. So you can't, aren't there supposed to be like some strategic reasons?
No, well, yeah, but see, that's the beautiful part about it. We're rich enough not to worry about that. We're just going to put it in your face, big friggin' red fighter jets coming in with the red, white, and blue wingtips on, you know, like the Thunderbird.
Yeah.
In your face, just like our president. And just fly right on and just dare them to say anything.
All right, let me ask you, because I see this one design by Ramon Padilla. And Ramon came up with the blue and with white stars on the nose for that part of the flag. And then a couple of red stripes at an angle. But the rest of the plane would be metallic gold. Because you know how Trump loves gold. What do you think?
Well,
a gold airplane.
I think that would help. I think our friends in the Middle East would like that. They do a lot of gold.
Yeah, they do.
You know, they do. I say, like I said, you might dress it up, but I'm thinking accessorize here, Tom. You know, let's get it up there, and then while we're at it, you know, what about Trump's car that they fly into? You know, why black? Let's make that a little bit.
What do you want to do with the limo? Do you want to put like flames on it or something, or what do you think?
I don't know if spinners are still in, but you know, having a little bit of flaming exhaust just to let him know he's running hot could be good. But I'm saying it's the whole thing, man. We're gonna do it. It's not just the plane.
Well,
it's the whole ensemble.
Remember. James Bond had a super, super duper sleuthy car, but it was to look like just a plain old, what was it? What was it? Aston Martin. So,
oh, yeah.
Nobody knew that it had guns in the grill, you know? I don't know.
Well, but you know, that brings up another angle there. Our Secret Service guys are part of his entourage. Should they be double-breasted suits now? They have sort of a tougher look, too.
Yeah, because they wear the same thing. They wear a black suit with a black car with sunglasses.
That's right. If we're going to do a makeover, and let's be fair, because I don't want to be one-sided in our decision.
Yeah.
I want to be unilateral in the political spectrum.
Right, right.
Every Republican or Democrat gets to have a color change. So, you know, we're getting more jobs because somebody will be painting some planes, more jobs to work on the car, more jobs for clothing.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I say if you're a Republican president, you wear a red suit. If you're a Democrat, you wear a blue suit.
When you talk back, Tom Sullivan.
Yes, I do. And welcome to the program. Talking about redesigning Air Force One. The story is that, I don't know if this is fake news, but it's a fun news story. Apparently, President Trump told the Boeing CEO he wants a more American look for the new 747s that are being built for the president. I don't know if he's going, unless he gets back in again in 2020, I don't think these planes are coming until after the next election. So who's the first president who used the 747? That would be George H.W. Bush. But the guy who designed this also designed the United States Postal Service Eagle logo, designed the Shell logo, designed NASA's Skylab space station interior, the Lucky Strike cigarette package, the United States Coast Guard, the Studebaker Avanti. Man, he's designed a lot of stuff. Oh, we have a designer with us. Greg in Bay City, Michigan. I'm told you are a graphic designer, right?
That's correct, Tom. Thanks for having my call here.
You bet. So you're an expert. So what do you say about this?
Yeah, it's been about 20 years experience, and I work for a Fortune 50 company that produces a lot of products. And the number one rule in products or services is once you've established that brand identity, you can't really diverge from that once you've established it.
Don't clutter, or once you have a brand, you just keep the logo?
Right. Right. And it, like the previous designer that has done Shell, they've done dozens of iterations of the Shell logo, but the basics have all remained the same. So on that point, I 100% agree that the plane itself, it's recognized, and you can't really mess with that too much because it's already established itself as that iconic plane.
Yeah. What about the complaint, though, where somebody comes to you and says, we need to freshen this up. We need to modernize this. What do you say to them?
Right. There's a lot of back and forth that comes in, a lot of decision processes and market research that goes into designing a logo. But if somebody wanted a refresh, you can't take away from the original branded icon. You know, and I say branded because, the plane is basically branded at this point.
Absolutely. It's a brand. You bet. Better believe it.
Right. So, in no better terms of use, we'll call it branded. But in this case, you can't take away from the base focal point of what it is now, but you can add to it. So, just off the top of my head without doing anything, the belly could be red. Essentially there's not any red on it as far as I know, right?
Right. Well, the flag, that's it. That's it.
Right. And my best thought at this point would be to have a narrow strip from the nose to tail that is the stars and stripes with the stars in the front and the stripes in the back. So as it's flying through the air, you would see it as the American Air Force One. And as it landed, you would still have that brand recognition on the tarmac.
Yes, but then there's the whole thing about Air Force One, when it is airborne. First of all, there's all kinds of commercial flight tracker software out there and everything else. You'll never find it. It is not allowed to show up on commercial radar. It is there's a wide girth around Air Force One where no planes can fly. I mean, they really keep that thing. Safety is a big deal with them. So in one way, you want it to be recognizable when it's on the ground. But on the other way, you don't want it to be recognized when it's way up in the sky. You don't want anybody shooting at it.
Sure. Right. Well, they got countermeasures for that type of thing, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Trump's a hard bargainer, so you're going to have to compromise. If he wants to change, it's going to have to change. And I'm thinking, maybe we can get away with just doing a little something on the bottom from a PR or HR.
Okay, let me ask you, though, since you're the designer. I was looking at this guy. This guy that designed it also designed not only Shell but also the Exxon logo with the E and then the X covering the other X, and then O N. Mm-hmm. They're like a double X. It's iconic. He designed that in 1966. It's still around. You know Exxon when you see. You don't have to wonder what is that. So I'm thinking that's red letters. Maybe we put the United States of America in. Could we do red letters?
Yeah, it's something. I know he likes gold. You could do gold leaf too. Gold leaf letters, gold. Black letters.
I don't mean to make all the Trumpsters mad at me today. They're already mad at me. But have you seen the videos in his apartment in Trump Tower? It's just gaudy, in my estimation. It is so gaudy.
And that's why I say you're not going to win a debate or an argument or a any kind of compromise with Trump. So you're going to have to do something. If he wants to change, something's going to have to change. It's just you can't. I don't want to see like a sticker wrap of a waving flag. I'm patriotic as the next guy, but that's a little gaudy. you know, for the office and the status that you're trying to convey. But
maybe they can put something on the side, like the Goodyear blimp, you know, where they've got that thing now where they have a reader board going.
The ticker board.
Yeah, he could put out Trump messages. He tweets. He could put tweets on the side of the plane.
Right. Yeah, it's funny that you mentioned, I mean, the iconic logos, AT&T is taught in schools. AT&T is probably one of the oldest. And, if you look into it, you can find research that when they tried to change it, it had massive negative impacts.
Wow.
You know, people just were unhappy. They were unhappy. They still knew AT&T, what they did, their services, but they, you know, people don't like change. And when you grow up with that, you see it every day,
Companies are always wanting to mess with stuff. The classic was Coke and Coke Classic, and that was a huge failure. Huge.
Yep. Yeah, I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be the designer responsible for this task, but I would probably like the pay that would come with doing the design, that's for sure.
Yeah, exactly. Get some money out of it. All right. Craig, thank you. I appreciate your design expertise. I have none. There's Carl in Fair Oaks, California. Hi, Carl.
Hey, Tom. Love your show. Thanks for taking
my
call.
You bet, sir. What do you want to do?
Yeah, you know, I'm no expert like that last caller, but I will say I would keep it as is. But knowing Donald Trump, he doesn't have a lot of respect for much of what he's inherited, so he's bound to put his own thumbprint on this thing, too. And from my view, if he's going to, I would stick mainly with Cheeto Orange. Maybe a little bit of lemon yellow. You know, so not exclusively, but a little lemon yellow on the belly of the plane. I think that would be a little bit classier than gold.
Did you see when he wasn't even elected, but when he was running, there were all kinds of spoofs about the fact that if he gets elected, he's going to paint the White House gold. You know, and there was, I mean, it's called the White House for a reason, you know, but no, he hasn't painted it gold yet.
Well, I just think we ought to have a little bit of respect for some of these, you know, that's an iconic plane and the design's been around for a while. I love to see these things continue on, and I hope he doesn't want to whitewash everything or paint everything gold and that he would leave this one alone. But it is what it is.
I got a different idea about your yellow, your splotch of yellow. I would put it on the bulb up on top of the 747 to make it look like his hair. I'd put it up there.
I think they can stencil something in there to give it some wavy effect.
A Cheeto orange plane with a flash of yellow on the top. All right, Carl, I think you got some great, deep, hidden design talents there, so I appreciate your call. 855-295-6600.
Enjoy your discussion. You seem to be very fair. It's appreciated.
I just call him like I see.
You're with Tom Sullivan.
So you want to redesign the color scheme on Air Force One. USA Today has some historic ones where it looks like the eagle, the American eagle, and the head of it is of the 747 is painted the American eagle head. The rest of it's all blue with white stripes. There's another one, the gold one, everything in gold. There's a lot of eagles on a lot of these ideas that have been put forward. I don't know if anything's going to happen, but the president apparently wants something that looks more American, whatever that means. 855-295-6600. Randy, thanks for waiting. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, no problem. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
I'm a pilot and an NP and sort of an artist and also a Studebaker owner and a huge Raymond Loewy fan. Yeah, so I guess, have you ever seen a 64 Super Hawk?
Probably, but I don't know it by the description. So
beautiful. Well, it's just a beautiful car. I mean,
is that the one with the bullet grill?
No. That was I don't like that either. But it has very tasteful fins, and it's really timeless, and it's really fast.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah,
about.
with either chrome or gold trim running along the top of the fins. Yeah.
Right.
And Lowy's just done so much, you know, and I just, you know, when I was thinking of that, I'm mobile, so I can't look up some other of his work, but he basically streamlined the railroads. He did so much that's timeless and elegant. And that's, I think, the word. I think when you can't really put Trump and class in the same sentence to me. So not just that, but, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And, you know, the whole thing you're mentioning about how he hammered out a better deal with Boeing, I'm sure you have some idea what it costs to repaint a major aircraft.
A lot.
You know,
but
a lot.
Hey,
if they're
going to make it, I mean, they got to paint it some livery when it comes off the assembly line. So it wouldn't be a repaint.
Well, true.
It'd be the new one.
Well, yeah, that gold leaf gets kind of, it adds up, I guess.
Well, you know, I've always been fascinated about is I know that they probably come up with some new James Bond tricks, but what was wrong with Obama's limo? Why did they have to get a new one just because he's a new president? What's wrong with the 8-year-old model? It looked fine.
I think it's putting your stamp somehow that may last, but then just waiting to see the next guy get rid of it. I guess that's what it kind of comes down to. I just hope if this goes through, yeah, you know, but I mean, even if Obama wanted something that was horrifying, I'd still be aghast and shocked. But what can we do except, you know?
But I'm just thinking since they give every president a new limo, why don't they give them, pick your paint scheme? Everybody will get their own paint scheme on their 747. Huh?
Well, now we're getting, why don't they just give them a Dreamliner, you know? Let's go for it.
But
there again, that's, you know, I don't know why they're sticking. That's a great bird. I do like that aircraft. But it just seems there again, repainting it every 4 years isn't quite the same as trading in your limo.
True.
That's sort of irrelevant. And then I was thinking what you said about the James Bond car, which is a DB5. And I remember on Top Gear, they analyzed one once, and it's really a horrible automobile. But it was made immortal by those films. So that's trivia.
I actually saw the car. They brought it over. I forget. There must have been some auction or something because they brought it to Fox in a special, moving van, and they lowered it down onto the street. And I stood there right now. I didn't touch it because it was kind of like a, you know, you're in a museum. You're looking at this thing. But it looked like kind of a dumpy old car when you look at the thing. But that's the one they used in the movie.
The word's iconic.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Have you ever seen the livery for Alaska Airlines?
Alaska Airlines two weeks ago. I was there.
Okay.
I got back from Alaska, actually.
So you know the tail has that Eskimo on it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But whatever.
So do you think Donald Trump will put his face on the tail?
I think he'd be giving some F-16 pilots target practice.
They'd know,
but I think that is, you know, he's a vain individual, and I wouldn't really put it past him to do that. I did like the idea of the yellow underbelly, though. That was pretty funny.
That, or I've also thought about, we got to get the MAGA hat on here somehow. What if we put take off United States of America, put up Make America Great Again, and paint it.
Maybe
red.
Talk to Pixar about that. They're pretty good at humanizing inanimate vehicles.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah, I just think it would be.
They got
I don't know if the majority. I haven't heard any detractors yet since I've been listening today, and I was wondering too how many other things will stack up that you say I don't really agree with that either. You know, but this might be one of them. We can all say, no, just leave it. I just, every time I see a photo of it, I've never seen it in person.
Oh.
It just resonates. And
No. There's nothing. There is nothing like if the president comes anywhere near where you are, don't worry about going downtown to some rally. Go out to the airport.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And watch that plane come in. It is a beautiful, beautiful sight. It really is.
I imagine so. Yeah, you're fortunate enough to have seen it, sounds like.
A number of times.
Yeah.
First of all, I've been, Yes, I've seen it at Andrews, but I saw it when I remember Ronald Reagan came in on his last day before re-election. He went back to the state capital of Sacramento, where he was governor, and he flew in, and there I went. I was at the airport, and it was just beautiful, absolutely beautiful to watch. And that was the old Air Force One. That was a 707. So, anyway, yeah, do it if you have a chance. But, Randy, thank you. Appreciate the call. You like the yellow underbelly. Jeez. Okay, what have we got going here? We finally have, how many days in a row? Is this four? Five? Full comment line band working on this Friday afternoon. The market not jinxed by the 13th. The Dow up 94. Yay! Once again, we're back above 25,000 to 25,019. The S&P up 3 whole points. And the NASDAQ up 2 whole points. The price of oil, if you're buying a barrel, will cost you $70. And an ounce of gold will cost you $1,241. On the comment line, this caller is not worried about the Mueller investigation.
You can say what you want about President Trump, but he always comes out on top.
Well, not always, but sometimes he loses. But the Mueller investigation is we don't know. It's too uncertain to call anything. But I think you're right. I don't think he's going to be caught with anything. And this caller has a suggestion for Air Force One.
The president ought to have his face put on the nose of Air Force One. That way, every city around the world that he flies into, they'll know exactly he's coming to town.
Well, pretty close to my idea of, like, the Alaska Eskimo. Put his mug on the tail. All right, we'll leave it at that. Monday, will he meet with Putin? We'll see you then.